now. Out you come there, Newly, like a good girl, and sit over there to the far side. I'll be able to walk away in here. You're all right, pet dog. Get up a shawl now. Stay where you are. We'll have a quick look. I just want you to tuck your two knees good and tight together there, Martin. That's it. Put your two hands on top of your knees. Now, this is only going to take a second, lovey. We'll be in. We'll be in and out. You won't even know that we were there at all, pet. Okay, no, 2 seconds now. You won't even know that we were there at all, lovey. I just want you to roll over now. Just roll over slightly. That's fair enough. We can see that you're there, all right. And you didn't, did they give you a slice of toast this morning or anything, Martin? You didn't, did you? Are you sitting there long, lovey? You're there long enough. God love you. Wouldn't you give us a buzz earlier? You found your teeth. You did, isn't that great? We won't have to measure it up later. I'm going to leave that with you now, Newly. You can leave that under and there and keep an eye on it. Okay. And what I'll do is get Dr. Dobbin to look in on you straight away now. He'll be doing his rounds. Okay, Martin. I'll just throw that over you there. Take the hands out from underneath. That's it. Look, your old sister Bridget's getting the wrong idea. Keep an eye on him now, Newly. Don't let him wander off, won't you, like a good girl? He's gone very bad, Helen, isn't he? He's gone very shook. I'd say you didn't even recognise him above, did you, pet? I'd say you didn't even recognise him, the poor old divin. He's gone very gone downhill very fast. He's only with us a fortnight, you know. That's all. He's gone downhill very fast. He came in here with a fine head of hair on him. You'd hardly recognise him above in the bed, the poor old divin. God love him.
Sunday, this is true. He was above in the house. He was above in the house one Sunday, and wasn't there an office with a shit in the room? That's a fact. And Maura turned around to me and says, Eugene, did you have an accident? She says, I said, no, I didn't have it. I got fairly indignant about it, you know. But I was after changing the tablets, you see, and I wasn't sure, you know what I mean? So I got caught out the week earlier in the post office. So I went into the toilet to check, and I was fine. It was a blank canvas. I was all right. So I came out. I said it to Maura. I said, Maura, and she looked over, who's in the colony of Father Eastland? She says, go over and have lunch with him. I said, I won't. At this stage, she had the two windows in the house. Room open, it was like a jumbo jet going through the place, you know what I mean? So I had to go down to him and say something to him, you know? So I went down to him, because he wouldn't be great at hearing, you know what I mean? I said, are you all right?
I'll have a glass of white, so he says. I said,
no, fella, that's not what I said. Did you sign yourself?
Oh, we should all spoil ourselves more often. He says, I'll have a glass of brandy, so he says, after I come back from the toilet. And I could see him walking out, and he drank it on his boot behind him. He was after walking into it. Coming in the door, so I'm waiting. Maura, my wife, then she kind of instigated the pupils around the crowd. And in fairness, I think anyone that have a dog should pick it up and tidy up. And even people, Johnny, that don't have a dog, it's their civic duty to pick it. Should I pick that up on the way in? Yeah, I pick that up.
I just want to get a quick shot here. Is that all right? I won't hold you up 2 minutes. How are you, Jerry? How are you, Jerry? I come home for a second.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Just getting a quick shot for the local paper.
What paper?
The big tip crowd here. The Vale champion there. There's a big tip crowd here. I won't hold you up 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes.
He talked the ass off you, wouldn't he? Huh? I must prefer the other fella. Come here, come here. Get a quick photo of the two here, lads, for the paper. You wouldn't mind. This will be coming out next Saturday now, Jerry. I see you, Martin. How are you keeping? Great to see you. Jeez, you're looking well. You're all done up for the old last night of the late, are you? Huh? Jeez, you do. You look well now. You turn out well. There's no doubt about it. Come here, was Jason Quigley down there at all? He's up at the fair side. I'll come back to you in 1 minute, Jerry. Now, are you driving the bus tonight back down? You are? I want a quick word with Jason. He's over here at the fair side. Well, Pauline, how are you keeping? Jeez, I didn't recognise you. Newly, how are you keeping? Jeez, you've the hair all done up. I didn't recognise you. Isn't it lovely? You're all styled. There's a big crowd here, isn't there, from home? There is a big, and you've had a lovely job done here. You can see the roots and everything. It's lovely. It's a nice, old, tidy job. Where's Jason? There, Jason, here. Now, come here. You're doing food above in the clubhouse. Yeah, someone was telling me there. Fair play, and you're in the county final next week. Fair play.
Could you ever say to the boys, and I won't hold you up too long because I want to get down and have a word of joy, just to say to the lads, they're doing food in the clubhouse there, and I was in there last Friday, and all that was on the menu was fish, and jeez, I can't stand fish at all. I wouldn't thank you for it. And there was a club sandwich, and I'm not a member of the club. So I was kind of caught out with that one as well. So just tell him, put on a bit of salad or something like that. All right, listen, best of luck with the county final. I'll judge you later on. He's after getting a tidy here, put the same fair. Lula, I'll come back in a while. I should talk to him. Jesus, Johnny. Young Quigley, do you know him at all? Yeah, he's in the county final there next Sunday after Christmas, is it? Jason, yeah. The under 14s, yeah, he's a five. Oh, he's a big lad now, there's no doubt about it. He's shaven since he was 2 and a half, his mother told me. That's what's going on. And Jason, look at the outfit on you. I'm just after seeing it newly there. Show me, look at the style. Jesus, I had a lovely. Jesus, that's after reminding me. I had a cartina one time when I said I can't see covers like that. That's just true as God. Here, I better go up and set up. We'll have a chat. Listen, Jerry, I'll see you later on. I'll talk to you in a while. Come back in a minute.
That's your next album.
Jesus, Willie. Who's the big one below?
Down the side aisle?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's Patty Welch's daughter. That's the eldest girl. That's Philomena Walsh.
Oh, my Jesus, I didn't.
I'm telling you, that's Philomena Walsh. That's Patty Welch's daughter. That's the eldest girl.
So she's too big to win a Patty's.
Jesus, haven't all them Walshes the same? Haven't they bigger sitting than they are standing, huh? Long back and short legs, that's Paddy Welch's daughter. That's Philomena Walsh.
Listen, so you know them all, that's not one of them.
I'm telling you, that's Philomena Walsh.
No, sir, haven't you, Billy?
Bridges, Bridie, Boody and Brenda.
That's right. And there's Vera, Veronica, Vanessa and Valerie.
That's right. Then you have Mina, Mina and Mona.
That's right, Chad, the three twins.
That's right.
That's right. You're Marla.
That's right, Marla. And then you're Mary.
There's Mary.
Yeah.
And there's one of them very young. There's one of them very young.
Jesus, what's this?
There's one of them very young. Swearing, that's right. And that's Liverpool down there.
Jesus, you're right.
Now.
And how long wished?
Now.
I have a place now. She's out front, isn't she?
Oh, that's right, Josh. She's above in Leitrim.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. She's making a right cover, I believe.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I tell you,
he did a lot of damage for a small man, eh?
I don't know. What did the small jockey hit the beak with?
Amen. What time are you hoping to be up at?
Oh, well, I'll have the dinner on for 12:30.
Lovely.
So we're having soup, then we're having roast spuds, bile spuds, inches spuds, old spuds, no spuds, mashed spuds. We're having roast beef, jelly and ice cream, sweet cake. No tea, no wash up. Straight out the door. I'd say we'll be at the match at about 5:00.
Lovely.
Yourselves?
Harry, we said we'd have a clear run of the day, so with the dinner this morning was 8:30. Who's picking up young Walsh? That fella want to be collected now, mate.
I tell you now, I'm the right man for the job day here, and it... Right, Mickey, don't have anything to do.
Oh, Jesus, Mickey,
Mickey,
won't
take any nonsense. Mickey'll sort him out.
Do you think they'll win?
Oh, my God, I hope they win. I have a £5 note on top of them.
Lord, rest me, hear us!
Is it that it's not taken away?
I know. Chuddler couldn't his father the same before. Oh, if an odd belonged to him, so they were all the frickin' same, them watches.
Tell me, did you get sorted out all right during the week, you did?
Oh, I did, yeah, I did. I got the train to Dublin.
Lovely.
Got off the train, then I got straight on the bus. Yeah. And then I got another bus at the bridge.
You had no problem finding a place off of that bus?
Oh, no, O'Neill's up at the top of the city. They sell all the stuff, bags, balls, hurleys, jerseys, the whole fucking lot. I got two bags of new jerseys, came back down on the bus, then got the other bus up to the station. Jesus, the train down was lovely.
Go ahead.
What was smashing? Jesus, we stopped in Newbridge, Kildare, Port Darlington, Port Leash, Ballybrophy, Temple Moor, Turles, Limerick Junction, change it, Limerick Junction, Flynn, Limerick, Donnelly, Charlotte, and the Mallet, change it, Mallet, Foxley. Then straight on the Cork.
Is that your young fella below?
I don't decide, eh?
That's right, yeah.
I forgot it is, yeah.
Huh?
To be more his mind now to be poking a ball around the field and to be stuck in the middle of the women's aisle.
Well, to sort that one out fairly lively, huh?
Or he'll end up like his Uncle Walter, a fucking hairdresser.
Huh?
No tickets, no in. You might as well go back down and enjoy yourselves.
But we are in town, Pike.
That's
yes,
right.
That's right, sister.
Fred,
right.
No is no, right?
Hello. Hello. Hello, settle down. Hey, come over here. Come over here. Where are you going to be?
John Kenny and Pat Short.
Huh?
John Kenny and Pat Short.
Make up your mind who you are now. You're either one or the other.
John Kenny.
And where are you going with the bay?
I'm going to back to the changing rooms.
What are you changing?
I'm not sure. John Kenny and Pat Short, the unbelievable. We're doing a show here tonight. John Kenny and Pat Short.
Jeez, you're not doing any show here tonight.
Well, we are booked to do a show.
You're not booked for rent in here tonight. No, I can tell you that now. You're not booked for rent.
No, but
we're talking to Feather B. Lee.
Who?
Feather B. Lee. Paddy Leary. Chairman of the Hawk Committee.
Well, I'm only after riding.
And how did you get here?
Are you serious?
Straightforward enough question now. Straightforward answer to the fire. How did you get here?
Well, I drove.
Now, where'd you park the car?
Just outside the front door.
Just said there was a gap outside the front door.
Well, there was a space.
You just pulled in there without asking. Yeah, come over here, you. Come over here. One minute. Now,
excuse me,
I'll tell you what you can do with yourself now, fairly lively. Take the hand down now, fairly lively. Take the hand down. Take the hand down. Camera down now, fairly lively. Number one, you can go back there to the tea stall there. Peggy Lines is down to the tea stall there. She's down at the Bucker Byler. She's having an emergency meeting with Paddy Leary, chairman of the Hall Commission, as to where this crowd after coming out of, right?
Yeah, well, there's a possibility.
Number two, Paddy will tell you what you're doing. When you're doing it, where you're doing it, what time you're doing it at.
Right, okay.
That's if you're doing anything at all.
Oh,
right.
Hold on a second here.
Take the hands down now, fairly lively. Number three. You can go out and move that fucking car from outside the car. Because there's a... There's a chip van going in there in about 5 minutes. If that's not shifted, I'll have it shifted for you fairly lively. Do you hear me? So you can go back there and have a quick chat with Paddy. He'll sort you out now fairly lively. Do you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Larkin.
Well, what do you want? Come on, Jerry. Come on.
How much are they?
Which are they? These here?
Yeah.
There are three of them for a penny. Will I get you three of them?
No. How much are they?
Which are they now?
Yeah.
These here?
Yeah.
They're a penny each.
And how much are they?
Which are they now? The pops?
No.
Oh, these here?
Yeah.
They're a penny each as well.
And how much are they?
The teeth?
Yeah.
You can get two teeth for a penny.
How much are two of them and two of them?
Two of these, is it?
No, two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Two of them. That's 10 pence for two of them, right?
Yeah.
And you can get two of them for a penny. So that's 11 pence for two of them and for two of them.
And how much are they behind?
They're a penny each behind. They're a penny, right?
Yeah.
They're a penny. Okay, look, they're a penny. They're three for a penny. They're a penny. They're two for a penny. And the pops are 5 pence. Them pops are 5 pence, there. They're 5 pence. How much you got, Jenny? How much have you got? Show me, look. You have 20 and you have two. And that's a penny, right? That's a penny. So that's 22 and one is 23. You have 23 pence, there.
And how much are they?
There's three of them for a penny. You can get three of them for a penny. What, Jesus, will you make your mind up?
How much are they?
They are what? What are you paying to this?
Them ones there.
Them there?
Yeah.
Is that what you... Them there? There's two of... You get two of them for a penny. For two of them for 10 pence. They're 10 pence each.
And can I get two of them and two of them?
Two of them and two of them. No, they're 10 pence each and they're 5 pence each.
And can I get two of them and two of them?
You can, yeah. You can get two of them and you can get three of them.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
And them?
Yeah, you can get two of them and you can get three of them as well. You can get six of them.
And them?
No, you can't get them. They're a penny each.
And what about those?
No, all right, you can have them. Yeah, two of them and two of them. Or two of them.
Can I get... Two of them and two of them.
What, Tim? What two of them now? Two of these or two of the pops?
No. One of them and two of them.
No, you can't get one of them and two of them. But you can get two of them and you can get one of them. And you can get three of them.
How much have I?
Now, for fuck's sake, Johnny, come on, what do you want?
Give me two of them.
Come on, here.
I want one of them.
Come on, now, look. There's two of them, right?
I want one of them.
What do you want? You get the three of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, there you go. Now, there, show me the money. Come on, now, come on, out. Come on, out.
Can I change one of them?
Get out! Come on, out of it. Come on, for fuck's sake. Come on, just tell me. A way in a hole is coming on. God almighty, you're a hat picking broke. How much is this? How much is this?
I'll tell you, there's a small bit of work done here today. What do you think? Open up the eyes, ears, the whole lot, lads. Sit up straight. Well, fuck what men, Ryan. You're backwards again, you are, huh?
You're back in the fit of your heads again, eh? Because you got a bad old knockout last week, didn't you, eh? You got a bad old dose, all right, yeah. Huh? You were out for the full week, I believe, is that right, yeah? God, you're lucky to come out with your life, aren't you, Ryan, eh? You got a bad old dose, all right, yeah. Still all the same, you weren't too bad to play the match in the rain on Wednesday evening, were you, eh? I hope you have a note with you for your old sake. I want a word with you. All right, let's knuckle down. Before we start up here today, there's a few things I want to draw to your attention. We seem to have an artist in our midst, huh? We seem to have a right funny man down there with the biro. But when I was leaving this school yesterday evening, this is what greeted me on the notice board. Now, lads, you can take a good long look over this for yourselves now. You can take a good long look at that now. Because I can assure you one thing. This is the last time you'll ever see the likes of this in the school again. If I ever so much as see anything like that in the walls again, to be held to paper. So you can pass that message out to anyone who isn't in today. There's the two buckles, yeah. There's the two right Larrys below, yeah. My taking buckles, all right. My two prize pupils, huh? Wayne, pass that back to the two boys below. Pass that back to them. Pass that back along to the two. Come back with that. Come back with that. Give that back up to Ryan. Now, Ryan, who did I ask to pass them back? Did I ask half the class? I asked you, isn't that right? So lift yourself up out of that seat fairly lively. Come up here, Mio. Come up. Come up here, you. Come up. Give them to me there. Give them to me there, Ryan. Now, Tommy, take a stay where you are. Stay where you are. Now, Tommy, take a good long look over that for yourself now, Tommy. Now, Willie, have a good long look at that now, Willie. Now, Ryan, in future when I tell you to hop, you hop or I'll hop off you. Do you hear me? Sit down there and give your time short. Okay, Tommy, take a good long look over that for yourself now, Tommy. Take a good long look over that there in front of you, Tommy. Now, Tommy, tell me what's on that there in front of you, Tommy. I can't hear you, Tommy. I can't hear you. What's on it? There's nothing on it. Good man, Tommy. Very observant of you, Tommy. Now, Willie, what's on the one in front of you, Willie? I can't hear you, Willie. I can't hear you. What's on it? Nothing. Good man, Willie. Because you're well matched the two of you, all right, aren't you, huh? Two right funny bucks below, all right, huh? Can you tell me, Tommy or Willie, what's supposed to be on it? I'll tell you, boys, now, there was supposed to be a two-page essay handed in to me yesterday evening, isn't that right? And that's all I got after two. Well, I tell you what you two boys can do with yourself fairly lively. Get your bag, your baggage, the whole shebang, lift yourself up out of there fairly lively. Bring the whole lot with you here, Tom. Come on, open out. Down there in front of me, the two of you. Get down there in front of me. Down there in front of me. Ryan and Hayes, up to the back, the two of you. Come on, up and out. Up and out. Bring your bag and baggage with you. Bring your bag and baggage with you. Up you go. Now, boys, sit yourselves down there, the two of you. Now, I want you under my nose for the rest of the year. Do you hear me? And when I come back in here tomorrow and the day after, if I ever so much as catch you up the back again, I'll hop after two of you. Do you hear me? And have that finished, boys, I can guarantee there'll be trouble. Okay, lads, knuckle down now. Settle down now, because the holidays are over as far as I'm concerned. Do you hear me? I'm going to knuckle down here and try and get a smart bit of work done here today. Take your hand out from your cabinet, talk to you. As I'll tell you this much, lads, I'm coming in here day in, day out. I'm looking down there into the crowd here. I might be looking into a field of thistles. And I'll tell you this much, I get as much of a reaction out of it. And, lads, I'd know who you think you're trying to cut me, because I can tell you this much, you're not cutting anyone under yourselves at the end of the day. I'll be here with another bunch next year. I'll be here with another... No. Lift up your boots. Lift up your boots. Lift up. I want to see underneath it. Lift it up. Lift out your boots. Lift it out. Lift it out. Lift it out. Lift up your boots. Lift out your boots. There's someone after dragging shit in around here. I'm blue in the face, I'm telling you. When you're coming in the school gates, will you watch where you're walking? Get up there like a good man, open the window, a little bit of fresh air in around and face the wire. You're just walking into it and you're just dragging it in there behind you. Well, you must be the most ignorant bunch I've seen in this school. And I tell you, I've seen a fair share of them down throughout the years. And you just saunter in there with it and dragging it there behind you. As if there's no one to clean up after you. Well, I tell you, there's something good. Come up here. Come up.
up here, you. Look. Lift yourself up here fairly lively. What did I just ask you to do to her?
Open the window.
Open the window? Yeah. What's she doing sitting down there?
Okay, I'll open it.
Stab your ass, stab your ass. How many years have you stayed back now and you still don't know where the windows are? I tell you what you can do with yourself now, do I? Is that your coat?
Yeah.
Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Put it on you. Put it on you. I'll tell you what you can do with yourself now, do I? When you get out there and you find the front door, don't stop till you find the front gate. And don't bother coming back here to get me the manners, do you hear me? Straight out! And take the smirk off your face, Murray, or I come down there and I'll personally take it off for you, do you hear me? As you're sitting back there, the crowd here, you're happy out, the big sneery heads on you, not a mother in the world here. And you think you're going to saunter through the year. Well, I'll tell you this much, you have another fucking thing coming to you. Half you don't know how you're even going to finish. Of course, Maloney's different, isn't that right, Maloney, eh? I got you something else, all right, Maloney. I got you a good one, all right, haven't you, eh? I believe you're going out to America, Maloney, is that right? Answer me when I'm talking to Maloney. Is that right? That's right, yeah. You can't even find the school gates and you're going out to America, huh? Well, I'm delighted the rest of you find it so mute. Because I'll tell you this much, if there's one man down there that has the stuff to do it, it's Maloney. Isn't that right, Maloney? And while the rest of you are sitting back there, happy out with the big sneery heads on you, the one man here that has the stuff to do it and will go out and do it is Maloney. Isn't that right, Maloney? That's right. And I'll tell you why. Because he's thick enough. Isn't that right, Maloney? You ask Maloney dig a hole, he won't stop till he's Australia. And he turned around and fill it in for you. And ask the rest of you, and you've a smacked elegance forever. You wouldn't lift a finger to help yourselves. So I'll tell you this much, Maloney, don't mind the rest of them. Go down there and do it for yourself. Because you have the stuff to do. And don't be stuck here in Glengooley in about 20 years' time with the rest of them sitting in our stone wards and butts of fags gathering around their ankles and our faffing jackets on them, wondering why they're getting chilblains. Go out there and do it. But whatever you do, Maloney, do not end up like Darcy. Darcy! You're the right funny man, Darcy, aren't you, huh? You're the right funny man, Darcy. But you didn't think I spotted you, though, did you? Take your hand down from your guard, Darcy, when I'm down. I give you one warning now, Darcy. Take it out, whatever you have, and take it out fairly lively. I give you one more warning now, Darcy, and a small bit of advice to go with you. Take it out, whatever you have, take it out fairly lively, and don't make me come down to you. You're only drawn it on yourself, Darcy. You're only fucking drawn it on yourself. What have we got? What have we got? Put it on. What have we here, Darcy? But the right funny man, Darcy. And you'd sit down there, the big happy head, and you'd suck away like an old sucky calf in the corner, Darcy. Wouldn't you, Darcy, huh? Teresa, what's the role in eating sweets in this class, Teresa? No sweets. Good girl, Teresa, now. Did you hear that, Darcy? Of course, there's one role for Darcy, there's one role for everyone else. Isn't that right, Darcy, huh? But I'll tell you now, Darcy, I'll have these in safekeeping for you, and you'll get these back at the end of the year in good time. But you'll come in here, Darcy, and you'll sit back, you'll sit... Jesus, Darcy, you're trying to poison me now, is that what you're at? Come up here in front of you. Go over here, you. Come over here. I'm going to get the one thing to sort you out now and sort you out fairly lively. Come over here, you. Stand there, Darcy, stand there. I'll get the one thing you understand and sort you out for once and for all.